Monday, March 15th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Rain forecasts improved for Argentina and should provide some uneven relief from drought. Brazil was staying too wet. The winter snowstorm here in the heartland United States is pretty much all good. The moisture is needed. When you get such a storm with 1 to 2 feet of snow on the Ides of March, you know that it will not be around very long. They got a foot or two of snow in Denver, where unlike Texas, they're winterized. And by the end of next week, they'll not be able to tell that they got it. It has been pointed out that the CFTC limits on fund positions have been increased to allow them to hold positions up to 75% larger than prior limits. Does that mean that the funds will rush into the market and buy, buy, buy? They did in corn Monday, but somewhere down the road, with all that money looking for opportunity to invest in something, fund position limits are likely to have a beneficial impact on commodities. The next plan is for an infrastructure bill that could be $2 trillion in size as well. Infrastructure is made of commodities, so there'll be some direct investment and demand for them. In order to add 2 million acres of corn and nearly 7 million soybean acres to 2021 production, which would total a record 162 million acres of corn and soybeans, without drawing down from other crops, we have got to have a lot less prevent plant this year. Recent prevent plant acres were primarily the result of flooded supersaturated soils, and that should not be the case this spring with soils starting out near empty. They can take a lot of water before it gets wet. Unless they come up with more acres out of nowhere, even with good yields, the U.S. corn and soybean carryovers barely increase. That means that there's no buffer to weather, and any significant threat to weather is likely to set new highs for the year. Those who have taken our advice have something to sell. That is not a general case, according to anecdotal stories, that soy in particular, taken by elevators, has been sold. Farmers do not own much 2020 crop. Farmer selling would now have little impact on markets. I enrolled in the Arc County with the FSA. This year we are offered enrollment in what they call the enhanced coverage option, for which an additional premium allows the revenue coverage to be bumped up from 85 to 95%. At the upper level, farmers here would be able to insure a profit. I elected for the ECO coverage. It is based upon the county yield compared against the expected county yield. Last year the policy would have paid here. Lack of subsoil moisture reserve starts this season off in guarded fashion. In our county, there are plenty of soils that are vulnerable to drought. We have better, deeper soils, but our deep soils with low moisture reserves is just as vulnerable as the sand. I do not know if the rule that there is a 70% chance of a below trend line corn yield in a La Nina year, or the adage, plant in the dust and the bins will bust, will prevail. Hope for the best, insure for the worst. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the hogs, the CME Lean Hog Cash Index has gone up for something like 25 consecutive days. That stops, I suppose, when integrated packers stop paying themselves more for hogs. Numbers should tighten seasonally into summer. Demand should improve seasonally as well. Integrated packers, hog producers, and pork consumers are winners in the pork environment. And the standard packer is the only entity not covering costs. I thought that this kind of market would never be seen again. It may spur packers like Tyson into integrating their pork operations into owning hogs. They thought that they could manage their procurement with contracts with producers and learn this winter that that was not enough to keep them from killing in the red. Livestock producers likely do not care how high that soybean prices go as long as soy meal prices remain weak. Soy meal sold off sharply last week to a level that would appear to me to be a bargain for livestock interest. There is nothing there to force any demand rationing. The record crush has been producing needed soy oil, making soy meal the plentiful byproduct. Soy meal exports have been strong, and supply should tighten this summer as crushers run out of soybeans. On cattle, April live cattle are optimistic that they will add $5 a hundred to the cash cattle market next month. Hedgers should sell that premium and add days on feed if they do not like the spot cash market. The bigger surprise is the market pricing in such a strong June Fed market. Calves are not worth as much as yearlings, so the June premium is larger than it looks. Colorado and Wyoming got dumped on with snow. Nebraska appears to be the epicenter for the winter storm, but it was a mix of moisture. Feedlots in Nebraska will want more money for their cattle. But the last thing this market needs is a disrupted kill. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call us at 712-227-1110.